It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. As angry as White House officials may be about the exposure of secret intelligence programs, one of the president's own allies says he hasn't heard enough. That's one of the issues lawmakers face with 4 months to go before midterm elections. Joining me now for some analysis is NPR's Cokey Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
National security issues have dominated this Congress, and over the weekend there were more signs of tensions between lawmakers and the president over intelligence.
Well, that's right. Congress is going to be having a big debate as they come back after 4th of July recess to try to deal with what the Supreme Court decided right before they left, which is that the way that the administration deals with detainees is illegal. And there's a fight among Republicans as well as between Democrats and Republicans on how to fix that, whether to just legalize what the administration has been doing all along or whether to go to the military justice system or whether to go to something in between. But as you say, this comes at a time when Congress is very wary about what they are learning from this administration. And one of the president's allies, Peter Hoekstra, a Republican of Michigan, who's chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said over the weekend that he had not been briefed as the intelligence chairman on what he called a significant intelligence program. Here's Congressman Hoekstra.
We can't be briefed on every little thing that they are doing, but in this case, there was at least one major, what I consider significant activity that we had not been briefed on, that we have now been briefed on, and I want to set the standard there that it is not optional for this president or any president or people in the executive community not to keep the intelligence committees fully informed of what they are doing.
Congressman Hoekstra spoke on Fox News Sunday, and he said the administration might have broken the law by not briefing the Intelligence Committee. It's significant because he is a supporter of the president, and you're seeing what you're seeing here, Renee, is just no blank checks for the administration and Congress anymore.
Well, domestic issues are also dividing Republicans. Last week, both the House and the Senate held hearings on immigration. Have the two houses come any closer to resolution on that issue?
No, not at all. And really, the hearings were more like talkings than hearings. These were not designed to be listening. They were designed to support each house's position. The House of Representatives calling for law enforcement on immigration. The Senate saying a more comprehensive bill with a road to citizenship for illegal immigrants. I talked over the 4th of July to a conservative Republican senator who said, you know, this could tear the Republican Party apart the way that civil rights has torn the Democratic Party apart in the 1960s, and that if the Republicans are seen by the growing Hispanic community as the party of discrimination against Hispanics, that it could kill the party for years to come. And that is what some Republicans are saying, and others are saying we've got an election in November and we're going to go with a tough stance on immigration. There is, speaking of that, civil rights of the 60s, voting rights, the landmark legislation coming back up in the House of Representatives for extension this week. And there again, a big fight inside the Republican Party on how to handle that piece of legislation and what kind of signal they want to send of whether they are the party of discrimination on that issue as well.
Well, just briefly, the Democrats' divisions include especially Iraq. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman got caught in the crossfire.
And he is facing a very tough Democratic primary in Connecticut against Ned Labonte, a wealthy businessman, where Democrats are turning against Lieberman on the subject of the war. And that is something that I think you're going to see as this campaign evolves, that both parties are really at each other's throats.
Cokey, thanks very much. NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts.